You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Dr. Hilden is still on vacation. We'll have to debrief him when he comes back and find out where and when he went on this vacation. But in the meantime, we have a repeat guest host. Natalie Eichmann is back with us. Natalie, good to see you again.
Thank you. Good morning.
If you're new to the show, Natalie is a physician assistant who cares for patients of all ages. She has a strong interest in adolescent health, anxiety, depression, women's health, weight loss coaching. We're going to talk about that today, too. And dermatology. Natalie founded a weight loss program. I'm trying to think how long ago we talked about that at the Golden Valley Clinic. It is called The Great Slim Down. And was that a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was.
It was. The program is a one-on-one program. I'm going to let Natalie explain more about that. But along with Natalie is Amy Tripp, who is a registered dietitian, right?
Indeed, I am.
And we're going to get some background here. As Dr. Hilden always likes to do, he wants to get personal. He wants to find out, where did you grow up? Where did you get your education? Natalie, let's start with you.
Well, I grew up around the area here, out in Minnetonka, and I went to my undergrad at the U and then went to Augsburg College for my master's for physician assistant studies.
And you love doing, I see you at the Golden Valley Clinic.
Yes, I love it.
Are you at other locations, or is that the main one?
That's the only location I'm at.
The main one. Mm-hmm. And you're having a good time?
It's great.
You have a couple of little ones?
I do. They're so fun.
I was wondering if you're going to bring them with today.
Not today. Too early.
Okay, I bet it is. Well, we'll talk more about the slim down as we go. Then, of course, we'll always take questions and text messages from our listeners as well. Amy Tritt, by the way, has a wide variety of clinical interest, having worked as a relief dietitian in the inpatient units at Hennepin before joining the Hennepin Bariatric Center team. We're going to talk about that too. Amy has considerable experience helping patients with eating disorders and other mental illnesses, and especially enjoys working with adults and children with disabilities. And as you both know, later on next hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Samadani, who's been on the, I think her first appearance on Healthy Matters was at the Minnesota State Fair. Talk about a baptism by fire with Dr. Samadani. You see her on the cover of Minneapolis St. Paul magazine right now. You see her everywhere. Let's talk about the slim down. When Dennis and I were talking earlier this morning, getting in shape, and I looked at him when I said that, but I'm looking at myself too. It's never too late. Is that right?
That's so true. There's no matter what age, something you can do.
Agreed.
Yeah. So what I do in the Golden Valley Clinic is I founded a weight loss program 3 years ago about, and I see patients one-on-one weekly to once monthly. And we work together for up to a year or so, working on healthy habits, great food choices, regular exercise, and just improving your overall health.
What kind of bad habits do we get into?
I could probably list a couple. We have so many. We don't realize we're doing it. We have mindless eating. We don't listen to our hunger cues. We park too close to the door at the grocery store. We need to think through how we are approaching our health so we can live the longest we can.
I see people doing that at the gym. Let's see how how close I can park before I go work.
Isn't that the truth?
It is. I see it all the time. And of course, there's obesity is a huge issue, pardon the expression. But it is. And it's not getting any better, is it?
No, not really. I was looking last night at statistics from the CDC. And in 2016, about 40% of U.S. adults were obese.
40%. That's amazing.
Agreed. And it's in kids, it's about 18.5%. So clearly something, we still need to be working on.
Natalie, what's this from the couch? I want to see this. I'd like to picture myself doing this from the couch to a 5K. Is that possible?
It's possible. I have a great plan laid out, and you can look at my plan on hennepinhealthcare.org/greatslimdown. But I have created a couch to 5K that's easy to do. And this, all it takes is a few minutes for the first few weeks, and then it builds on from there. But we just have you walking and running in little spurts and little intervals just to kind of get you used to it. But it just starts with walking. So anybody can do it.
And I've read over the last couple of years or so that walking really is, in some cases, is more beneficial than running. I don't know if that's entirely true.
It can be very beneficial for so many reasons. And it's so easy to do. And you don't need any equipment.
You don't have to join a club.
No. No cost.
Not at all. That's really good. Tell us more about the Slim Down. I mean, if someone visits you at the Golden Valley Clinic. In fact, we just had a text. Let's see if I can find it. I want to lose weight! ! What to do? Maybe we should start at the beginning. Should you see a physician first? Your primary care?
Nope, you don't need to.
You don't need to.
You do not need a referral to come see me. All you need to do is call our main clinic number 612-873-6963 and ask to get an appointment with Natalie Eichmann at the Golden Valley Clinic for the Great Slim Down. And what patients do is they'll come in and we'll talk about their health history, go through their medications, make sure the program is a good fit for them. And then once they do that, we send them home with some homework. And that proves to me and to the patient that they're motivated, because we're looking for that deep motivation and that drive to do this. And then they come back and we look through the packet and then we create some wonderful goals for them. And I always tell patients that I want patient-directed goals. So I want them to be focused on what they would want to do and what's reasonable for them rather than me telling them what to do.
And reasonable is an important word, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It needs to be specific. For example, we'll say, I am willing to go for 2 walks a week for 5 to 10 minutes. And then we build from there and see what fits in with their lifestyle.
I remember several years ago, I was with a late colleague of mine, Charlie Boone, and we were having a quick sandwich in one of the shops downtown. And a former general manager walked by, and he really looked in good shape. And I said to him, and meanwhile, I'm having some chips with my sandwich.
Of course.
Which is, and I said, you really look good. How do you do that? And he looked down at my bag of chips. He says, I don't do that. I know that's simple, but sometimes we eat stuff we don't even know we're eating.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. And, even if you can decrease your calories by even 100 calories a day. That's going to add up to so many over the course of a year. Amy, why don't you tell us more about that?
I think that is a really good place to start. I think sometimes people think they have to try to do everything at once.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Then,
exactly. Yeah, that's kind of self-defeating. And so a really good way to do that would be to just take a look or maybe start writing down everything that you eat during the day. That's something that I have patients do a lot just when we get started, to give them a good idea of what the whole day's worth of food looks like. And it's easier then to kind of pick out maybe one or two small changes that they could make.
I was looking at it. By the way, if you have a question and you want to call in, some people might be a little too shy to call it in, but you can always text it in if you like that. But our phone number is 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. Natalie, so a listener wants you to repeat that, the 873 number, if you would.
Sure. So you can make an appointment at the Golden Valley Clinic at 612-873-6963 and ask for the Great Slim Down.
873-MY-MD, right?
You got it.
Okay, very good. Texter, by the way, the text number is 81807. If you're just joining us in studio, Dr. Hilton is on vacation today. Natalie Eichmann, physician assistant, is with us. Amy Tritt is also with us, a registered dietitian. If you have any kind of related question, by all means, call us or text us. Another text just came in. Weight loss help. Postmenopausal 59-year-old. Cannot lose weight. Exercise daily. Can even run 2+ miles. Weight goes nowhere. What can I do? You've heard that story before. What can you tell this listener?
I sure have. In fact, I feel like I hear that story almost every day. And kind of going back to something Natalie was talking about before, I really think that a lot of times people you know, think they have a good idea of what they're eating, but there might be things that are sneaking in there. For example, I'm gonna give a personal example.
Sure.
In my office, in the dietitian's office, would you believe it? There's a giant candy jar on the table in the middle of the room, and every time I turn around, I see the peanut M&Ms or whatever is in there. And it's really easy to have some every time you walk by, and that might not be something that people think about all the time, but if you start paying a little bit more close attention, sometimes those are the things that pop up and it's like, oh, that's something I could work on.
Yeah, I see that too. We have a candy jar. It's empty now, and I wasn't part of it, but it's on the front desk, the reception desk, and I see some of my colleagues going in there, but you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want to cut back on coffee. And you think, you do that. How about you?
You know, you could always fill that candy jar with apples and bananas. Who says you can't?
No, that's true.
Right?
But come on, is that fun?
Denny, it's still sweet.
That's true. Uh-huh. Good point. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break here. Inviting, by the way, Natalie's last name, a texter says, is Eichmann, I-K-E-M-A-N, right? All right. Golden Valley Clinic. We'll get you. We'll repeat that number from time to time and find out how we can get in touch. I'm going to find out what Amy does at that chamber there at a Hennepin. And again, your calls, your text messages are welcome. Getting in shape. It's never too late. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. 63 degrees, heading for about 82 later today. Welcome back to Healthy Matters. Dr. Hilden off today in his place. Natalie Eichmann, physician assistant, and Amy Tritt, who is also in studio with Natalie. Registered dietitian Amy is, and we were talking off air about, in fact, you were going to tell us about these five kind of diets? Is that what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, that's something patients ask me about a lot. You know, is there a specific diet or a specific meal plan that works the best for weight loss? And what I usually tell patients, which can be frustrating for them sometimes,
I'm sure,
admit, is that really the diet that you can stick to is going to be the one that works the best. Because we want to talk about long-term changes versus something you're only going to do for a few weeks and then kind of give up. So what I really like to keep on top of is, you know, fad diets, popular diets in the media, and what they're asking people to do. And I was looking recently, the U.S. News and World Report ranks the best diets overall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in terms of how healthy they are, how easy are to follow, whether they're likely to result in weight loss or not. And I have a list of what U.S. News and World Report says are the best diets in 2018. So I thought I might talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, how about a drum roll?
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with number five, because I think that's what you're supposed to do in the drum roll.
Sure, right.
Yeah. Okay. It is actually a three-way tie between something called the MIND diet, which is something that's intended to prevent Alzheimer's disease. And it's a mix of the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet, which sneak preview, we're going to talk more about those.
Uh-huh.
And then one called the TLC diet, which is for people with high cholesterol. And it focuses on reducing fat content in the diet and increasing fiber. So that one is also tied for number five. And then the volumetrics diet, which is focused on people choosing foods that are less energy dense. So
what kind of food is that?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's going to be something like a fruit or a vegetable that has a lot of nutritional value for not a lot of calories.
Okay.
So opposed to something like heavy cream, which would have a lot of calories and not as much nutritional value. So if we go to then number four, it's one that most people have probably heard of. Weight Watchers came in at number four because it's a pretty healthy overall diet. It's one of the ones that's easier to follow, uh-huh, and people tend to have success on it. Number three was something called the flexitarian diet. Have you guys heard that?
I've never heard of that.
Do you know what that is? So it's a fairly new term, and it refers to someone who eats vegetarian a lot of the time, but occasionally throws some meat in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What was that called again?
Plant-based diet, which is what a viewer was asking about.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah. Go ahead. I'll let Amy finish, and then I want to ask you guys this question that just came in.
Okay. So yeah, flexitarian diet, that's a newer one and it came in at number three.
Hmm.
So that's interesting. And then number one was a two-way tie between ones that I've already mentioned, the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet. So the DASH, diet stands for, dietary approaches to stop hypertension. So, meant to help people lower their blood pressure, basically. It focuses on lots of fruits and vegetables, lean meats, low sodium, low unsaturated fat. And then the Mediterranean diet is one that you guys have probably heard about.
Heard good things about that.
There's been a fair amount of press about the Mediterranean diet. And again, lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of seafood, lots of things with omega-3 fatty acids in them, like fatty fish and nuts and things like that. And, you know, lean meats. Lots of similarities there.
Natalie, when somebody comes in to say, and I'm sure you're going to be getting some calls this week about the great Slim Down, what is the first thing you do? I mean, you check their blood pressure, you do all the basics to find out which direction to go in and what not to go in?
Absolutely. So we check a lot of things. We check blood pressure. We check their waist circumference. That is a really good indicator of development of future chronic diseases.
Uh-huh.
Something called metabolic syndrome is something I check for with that waist. We run labs based on their thyroid levels, their liver function, their kidney function. We check for diabetes.
Oh.
That totally changes the game if we're looking at prediabetes, diabetes, or completely not diabetic. And that's where we have the help of Amy come in, too. If we're dealing with someone who's prediabetic, their diet recommendations are going to be quite different than someone who is not.
Give us the kind of the number for pre-diabetes. What you should be below or above what figure?
So 5.7 to 6.4 is pre-diabetes, and 6.5 and above is diabetic.
It is. How does that change what you recommend during the Slim Down?
So it's all about carbs. Amy, so talk us through a little bit about a carb diet versus a non-carb diet.
So it's a pretty popular thing right now that people want to reduce the amount of carbs in their diets. You know, that back when the Atkins diet was popular, that was a pretty hot topic, and it's been pretty popular again right now with people who are following the keto diet, which is a diet that eliminates almost all the carbs from your diet, which is a little scary to me.
That seems
really
a little
like
scary.
My carbs.
Yeah.
So basically, we want to keep track of the amount of carbohydrates we're eating because it affects what happens to our blood sugar. So if we eat a lot of carbohydrates at once, it can cause your blood sugar to go up pretty dramatically, rather than, sort of spreading them out throughout the day and eating smaller amounts, which is what we want people to do when they're trying to control their blood sugar.
I know we have to break here in about a minute and a half or so, but Natalie, I presume when somebody calls you and they said, I want to do that slim down business you talked about on CCO Radio, it's very private, right? It's not with a group.
Nope,
right?
It's one-on-one every time.
Is. Yeah.
But, we do include a psychologist in the program.
Really?
And a dietitian. So potentially they'll be seeing three people, but for the most part, patients see me every visit.
And why the extra help there? What does that do?
So there are a lot of studies that show that it's not just the counseling one-on-one with a family medicine provider, which is what I am. There's a lot of emotional pieces to this and psychological issues that can cause us to make different choices related to our weight. So that is why we include our behavior psychologist in the clinic. And then, of course, the dietitian to guide us how we should be.
A lot of good help then. That's
such
great.
Such good help. Yes.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break. You can, if you like, to sample more CCO coffee if you dare. And we'll take this break. We have another half hour of the show to go. So if you do have a question, if you're just joining us, we're talking about getting in shape. It is never too late. And if you have a question for our guest hosts, 651-989-9226, or please send a text and we'll pick up on those text messages too. There's a bunch of them. 81807. Here on Healthy Matters. In the Twin Cities, we currently have 63 degrees. We're going for about 83 later today, dropping to 62 tonight. By the way, there are small chances of showers. You stay tuned to CCO. 63.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Law with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome back to more Healthy Matters on this Sunday morning. Dr. Hilden again is on vacation. If you're just joining us in studio, is physician assistant Natalie Eichmann along with registered dietitian Amy Tritt. And we're going to get back to our guest host in just a moment. But as you both know, Dr. Samadani is on the phone and we are going to chat briefly with Dr. Samadani, who's been on the show before a couple of times. Good morning, Dr. Samadani.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you. And as I recall, I think your first visit on the show was the Minnesota State Fair back a couple of years ago. Yeah, so we're talking this morning, as you know, about getting in shape. It's never too late. We wanted to ask you, besides being everywhere on the newsstand, we see your picture everywhere, Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, about the importance of exercise and brain health. What is the connection and how important is it?
Well, exercise and avoiding a sedentary lifestyle is one of the 9 factors, reversible factors that can impact your dementia rate. So if you do cardiac exercise, where you get your heart rate up, even for 9 or 10 minutes a day, the CDC recommendation is 20 minutes a day, but even if you do 9 or 10 minutes a day, you're reducing your risk for dementia by about 30%.
That's huge.
So it's a substantive impactor of brain health. So it's very important for people to exercise. And that's completely independent of the cardiovascular benefits and the obesity benefits and the other benefits. Exercise alone is very, very vital in improving your brain health.
And we wanted to, and we're going to continue that conversation with Natalie and Amy. But I wanted to have you mention, if you would, Charlene's Dog Run. What's that event about?
Yes. So Charlene's Dog Run is an event that's happening on September 9th, 2018. It is organized by Charlene Barron's friends and family, her husband Steve, her children Eric and Becca, and her multiple friends. To honor her memory, Charlene was a 9-time Ironman triathlete. She was a Boston Marathon finisher. She participated in the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon. She was an amazing athlete. And she unfortunately had a devastating brain injury after a bicycle training crash. And that was back in August of 2016. So it's now 2 years since that happened. And last year, her family held an event. It was the first annual Charlene's Dog Run to help raise money to prevent brain injury in youth athletes. And it's something that they feel very strongly about because they understand that, you know, participating in sports has huge health benefits. And if we can reduce the risk of brain injury from that happening, we can improve the overall health of our society. So last year they organized this event, and it was a 5K dog run where people could bring their pets. And again, we're going to do the same thing this year, September 9th, 2018 in Baker Park. And the plan is to encourage people who've never run or walked before to do sort of a couch to 5K in the next 6 weeks. And I'm one of those people who, I'll be honest, I work out a lot. I do yoga, I do other things, but I don't run. And I'd like to increase my cardiovascular fitness, so I will be participating in the couch to 5K. I will be challenging the people in my lab to do that. I will be challenging some of my patients to do that, people who've recovered from brain and spinal cord injury, and they will be participating.
Again, that's Sunday, September 9th. Now, it does not matter your athletic level, right?
Correct. You can walk, you can run. We are going to hopefully have many of our former brain and spinal cord injured patients who cannot run the whole 5K, but they will be there and they will do their best. You know, some of them will only be taking a few steps, but for them, you know, they've gone from, for example, being paralyzed or being completely immobilized by brain injury to taking those steps. So the whole point is you do what you can. And we are excited that we've got three different organizations that have agreed to sponsor already, and we have several others that we're talking to. Medtronic is sponsoring Os Design. They make 3D cranial implants. And Integra are all sponsoring the event, and they're helping us organize. They're going to have a hands-on exhibit for patients, so people can see the types of technologies that help them get better after a brain or spinal cord injury.
Excellent. I want to add, too, Doctor, that dogs are welcome, of course. Dogs are welcome.
We want people to bring their dogs. Dogs are part of the family. It's important for dogs to get exercise, too. And if dogs can make people exercise more, that's even better.
Well, I know we're going to get questions later on, Doctor. How do we find out, how do people get involved or register or just find out more information about this?
You can go to charlenesdogrun.com, and that's the easiest way. If you go to my lab website, which is Samadhani Lab, then you can also find a link to it. But the easiest way is to go to charlenesdogrun.com, and you can register right there. You can also make a donation. You can also challenge someone. So if you know somebody whose health would benefit from either walking or running a 5K, you can challenge them. We have a challenge video up. Steve Barron challenged one of his colleagues. I'm going to be putting my challenge video up in the next day or two where I challenge my lab. And you can challenge somebody. You can post your video of your making that challenge, and then you can help them train for their couch to 5K experience.
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time, Dr. Samadhani. It was great chatting with you again. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to let people know about this.
You bet. Thank you again. CharlenesDogRun.com is how you can get more information. All right. Natalie and Amy, we got to get back to the program here. It was nice to hear from Dr. Samadhani again. Where do we go from here? I mean, there's so much to talk about and so little time. Where do we go from here?
So she mentioned the Couch to 5K.
Yes.
And earlier in the program, I mentioned that we created a great guide for patients to start doing this. So if you go to hennepinhealthcare.org/greatslimdown, you can find the Couch to 5K that I wrote, and it's so simple to follow. It is only walking 1 minute and running 1 minute for the first day. So you do that 10 times, a little walk, a little bit of a run or a jog, and then you take a rest day the next day. And then the day after, you walk a little longer, run 2 minutes. So it kind of builds as
Sure.
you go, and it does that for 6 weeks. And by the time 6 weeks comes, you can run for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Anybody, for the most part?
Anybody. If you feel like you're able to do that, or you need to be evaluated before you can start running, come on in. But most people can follow this really easy program to get them running for that whole 30, 35 minutes.
And that's really what we want, right, Amy? I mean, we want something that's doable. That's not, oh, I'll never be able to do all that. That's overwhelming.
I think that's totally true. As we were talking about before, people often get a little overwhelmed when it comes to making changes to their diet and especially their exercise habits. And something like what Natalie's designed is a really good way to get started.
How, again, can we get in touch with you, Natalie?
So I'm at the Golden Valley Clinic, and you can find me there by calling 612-873-6963 and ask to make an appointment with Natalie Eichmann or the Great Slim Down at Golden Valley. And you can also find this on my website on Hennepin Healthcare.
On Hennepin Healthcare. Let's talk a little bit more about Amy, too, before I get too far adrift. Amy, if you're just joining us, is a registered dietitian, among other things. And we mentioned it at the top of the show of the Hennepin Bariatric Center. Tell us what that is about.
So the Hennepin Bariatric Center is the clinic where Hennepin Healthcare patients go who are interested in bariatric surgery or weight loss surgery, as you might have heard it more sometimes referred to.
Mm-hmm.
And what that specifically means, our clinic does work with people on the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass and the gastric sleeve procedures. So if you're not familiar with bariatric surgery, it's a good way to work on weight loss for someone who has a significant amount of weight to lose. So generally, like 100 pounds.
Or more.
Is something that that's the amount that we're looking at after one of those procedures.
You know, I know we have to take a quick break here. But when we come back, let's talk more about exercise. And I want to touch on, if we can, on some text messages, too, before we get too far adrift. All right? Let's do this. Let's take this break. Be right back with more. The topic today, getting in shape. It is never too late. Our text number, by the way, is 81807. 67 is our CCO temp. We'll be right back. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters. Dr. Hilden on vacation. Natalie Eichmann, Amy Tritt in studio, talking about getting in shape. It is never too late. And Amy, you were talking about surgery for some folks who need to lose a substantial amount of weight. What if somebody's not ready to do the surgery part? What options?
Well, I think one really good option to look at for some people is medications that can help with weight loss. And I know Natalie works with patients on that. So I'm going to let her kind of talk a little bit more about it.
And what kind of medications are we talking about, Natalie?
So there's a handful of medications, and they all have different mechanisms of action, meaning they work on our body in different ways. But typically, we offer that to our patients in the Great Slim Down to help with weight loss. And you can see anywhere from 5 to 20 plus pounds of weight loss with additional use of medication. But the caveat is that we like to see those healthy habits established for about 2 months before we start thinking
that
about adding
sense.
Medications. So we just work on, you know, better healthy choices for food, more increased exercise, and then we start adding those on.
That makes sense. Common sense, again, is
it is.
It helps out. We had a text earlier, and I know you wanted to touch on it yourself. What are your thoughts, texter says, on plant-based diets mm-hmm. and dairy-free diets?
Sure.
First of all, what are plant-based diets?
I think what most people mean when they say a plant-based diet would be either a vegetarian or a vegan diet. So a vegetarian is, of course, someone who doesn't eat meat, but they do eat eggs and dairy. And then someone who's vegan doesn't eat eggs or dairy either. So they get all of their food from plant-based sources. So there is good evidence that both vegetarian and vegan diets can be beneficial for weight loss. They can also be beneficial for heart health. It makes sense. You know, some of the things that can cause increases in bad cholesterol and blood pressure are foods that come from animal sources. I want to make sure we're not saying, you know, you shouldn't eat animal products if that's, you know, a normal part of your diet. But it can also be a good option to follow a plant-based diet. And for some people, that tends to work really well.
What's the issue as far as dairy? I mean, you heard that over the last few years, like, oh, I've cut out dairy, or you should cut out dairy. It doesn't help our dairy farmers, but
We are in Minnesota here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dairy's gotten kind of a bad rap, and I think that's unfortunate.
Amy, you're from Wisconsin?
I am from Wisconsin. I'm a Wisconsin girl, and my grandparents actually owned a dairy bar, so I had a lot of dairy growing up.
But what's the issue with it? Why is it, for some people, a negative?
Well, of course, if you're lactose intolerant, it can cause some pretty uncomfortable side effects. But for most people, there really isn't an issue. I think sometimes it does come up as one of those foods that people are getting too much of. You know, if they're drinking milk throughout the day or with every meal. I have several patients who have a nightly dish of ice cream, for example. That can be a food that people tend to overeat. So sometimes we take a look at that as something to reduce as part of just reducing calories overall. For most people, it's not an issue, though.
Not to zero in on ice cream, but is there an alternative? Somebody who likes ice cream, but gelato or something, or is that the same issue?
Gelato is also milk-based, and sorbet is not, so that would be an option. Another thing that's happened recently is there are a bunch of low-calorie ice creams on the market, like Halo Top is one of the options, but there are others as well. So ice creams that have about half the calories as regular ice cream. And that can be a good option for people who still want to enjoy a sweet treat but are looking to reduce the calories.
Natalie, I know you had this question earlier when you were on the show with Dr. Hilden. What is the cost, Texter says, of the Slim Down program, and does insurance or Medicare pay? What would you suggest for that listener?
So most insurances cover the Great Slim Down, which is great for patients because they can get this counseling that is totally covered by their insurance. Typically, I bill based on whatever kind of conditions they have, which helps get that covered, and that's an appropriate type of thing to do. Medicare is tricky, so I recommend that they call their insurance to see if they have coverage for weight loss counseling based on their chronic conditions.
That's a good idea. Check. I'm thinking of people that may have joined the show late and say, well, what's this Great Slim Down? Maybe we could back up a little bit and tell folks you're at the Golden Valley Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to find, by the way, and easy parking.
We are right off 100 and Duluth Street in Golden Valley. And the Great Slim Down is a weight loss program that I counsel patients one-on-one once a month for up to 12 months and beyond to help them lose weight and prevent chronic diseases associated with obesity.
Well, when you brought that to our attention 2 or 3 years ago, how has it worked out for you and the patients?
It's great. Patients are loving it. We're so busy with patients wanting to lose weight and become healthier that the program has just blossomed. And we are hopefully expanding more services. We've had a psychologist come on board since I started the program and are actively looking to get a dietitian in the clinic. But we do offer all of those services at Hennepin.
And this is not like boot camp. I mean, it's a common sense approach.
It is.
You do a little baby steps at a time,
more
or less.
We do. We build very slowly, and a lot of it is based on personal goals. So patients are setting their goals, and I'm assisting them, I'm coaching them, and I'm really their cheerleader to help them lose weight.
And again, it's one-on-one, so there's no big groups. It's pretty private.
It is.
And it's not just for women, is it?
It's for everybody, even children.
Children, too.
Sure.
I want to ask you quickly. I know we only have about a minute or so to go, and we touched on diabetes briefly this past hour. What about kids and diabetes? What about kids being obese? Is this a big issue as well as adults?
It's a growing problem.
That's tough. That's sad.
It really is. You know, Hennepin does have two providers that can really help children with obesity, and there are several clinics within the cities that help obese children. But, you know, we certainly can start at the Golden Valley Clinic and send your kids where they need to go or work with him right there in the clinic. But it certainly is a growing problem, and we need to reverse this in our country.
Let's find out how we get in touch with either you, Natalie, or you, Amy. What's the quickest phone number?
So the way to get an appointment with both of us at the Golden Valley Clinic or the Bariatric Clinic is 612-873-6963.
612-873-MYMD, real fast.
And I should also mention, to see a registered dietitian, a patient will need a referral from their primary doctor.
Excellent.
So they'll have to get that first.
Thank you both. Nice job. It was nice to see you again, Natalie. Amy, come back again.
Will do.
Appreciate it. 67 degrees in the Twin Cities. We're going to head to another edition of Your Money with Bruce and Peg here on CCO. We could hit maybe some sunshine. The high today near 83 degrees. You stay with us here on 830 WCCO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.